I now call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to order. My name, as if you don't know, it's Tristan Miller, the saucy sleuth.
I am Melissa Maley, the spy.
I'm Tyler Riley. I almost said cop and an Ahab.
I like that.
Captain Acab or cop and an Acab, because I think that's more fun.
I think cop and an Acab is good and also absolutely a Tinder bio somewhere in Brooklyn.
It's mystifying. I love it. It really makes you think.
Yeah. You know, we're all copping an Acab these days, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's complex. We contain multitudes.
Yeah. I like to say I contain multitudes, which is short for multiple bad attitudes. So which one of us talks about the Patreon at the beginning of the...
Oh, good. No, I'm glad we...
I mean, I don't think there's anyone specifically assigned. But
what if we
I'll
all
say...
do one word?
Patreon. Like pass it around.
Is
open
to
the
money.
Not what I would have said, but sure.
Okay, so we have a Patreon account, patreon.com/adcpod, where you can get early access to episodes and bonus content, and there's I think around like 200 posts, and like half of those are like clips from earlier shows and a couple of bonus episodes of Murder, She Wrote that we covered back when we went crazy in 2020 and we're recording like 5 times a week. It was nuts. Specifically, if you came to our podcast from the Clint or Travis McElroy episodes, we have video of that as well. And you can see all of us looking so desperate in 2020, like for any sort of human connection. But yeah.
I would like to define who us is, because I was not, and nor have I ever looked for human connection.
That's true.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. But regardless.
Also, please go ahead.
No, just regardless, check it out. It's we got some good stuff there. A couple of people have already signed on with our return. You can also do a 7-day free trial. See if you like our stuff. And if you don't, then we'll, you know, miss you. But it's nice. It's nice to have the option to be like, never mind.
Sure. Why not? A little trial period. Mm-hmm. It's okay. If you don't like us, it's not us. It's you. No. It's I guess we're not for everybody.
Yeah. To quote Marc Maron, I'm not for everyone. I'm barely for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. So today we're talking about Only Murders in the Building, Season 2, Episode 2. What's the subtitle? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't write
that
down.
Subtitles?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yesterday's episode.
Oh, you mean like just the episode title?
Yeah, the episode title.
Oh, Framed.
Oh, Framed, right.
Oh, hey, that has so many meanings.
Definitely something like with a colon and then something. I was like, no, I didn't see that happen.
No. Sorry. Nothing with a colon happened, unfortunately.
Framed is just rife with meaning. That's a really good title for this episode. So
yeah,
that's
exciting. So how does it kick? I mean, obviously it kicks off with the recap of the previous week's episode, but we start this week in the same position, more or less, from the previous episode. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Or am I still thinking about?
Well, there's a little intro about Bunny and that her. Like her great grandmother lived at the Arconia. Her grandmother lived at the Christian. So she's been there for a very, very long time.
Wasn't there an architect named Archibald who built it, and he was like her great grandfather or something like that?
100%.
Yeah, and he built some secret passageways in it so that he could spy on ladies getting changed, which is always super cool.
Yeah. No regrets.
I mean, there. I thought that you would be against it, but I'm glad that I'm not the only one that was for it.
And who says irony is dead? But yeah, so basically that's a really lovely indicator of like the Arconia has always been this way. It's always been cursed in one way or another.
Yes, like most buildings in New York City.
Do y'all remember that show that, like, it only lasted like a season on ABC that was about like a cursed building? It was like 666 Park Avenue.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Was it Victor Garber?
No, it was the
Garber.
Old guy from Lost.
Oh, Harry, okay.
Something, I want to say.
Nope. That's wrong. Yes, Terry is right. I can see his face. You know, yeah. the guy from
and
Lost.
Vanessa Williams was the wife. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they were just
which,
like,
Vanessa Williams?
Trapping souls. Vanessa L. Williams. Miss okay. America. Vanessa okay. Williams. Grammy nominated.
Yes, that one.
Vanessa
Williams. Yeah, I mean, I always have the theory that every building in New York is haunted because just the statistics of it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Even the new ones. So many deaths, so much potential unmet. But then we go to Tyler, as you were saying, where we ended last episode of them staring at the painting.
Oh, just one more thing.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
There is another little flashback of Charles practicing, at like child Charles practicing lines with his dad walking down the street of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because his dad wants to be an actor.
Yes. And his he's already wearing a hat. Charles just really can't get away from hats.
He can't.
Yes. Okay. Please go on. That is where we come back to where we were last episode.
Yeah, so they are staring at the painting, wondering how it got there. Why is it his father? Many, many questions. And my question was, how has he still not thrown up after seeing his dad's ball sack in this painting?
Yeah, they do point it out.
So much.
Yeah.
It's just balls. Am I the only one here?
I think so. And yeah. I have a lot of follow-up that we don't have time for.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a painting. I don't know.
Well, I guess. But
I don't know, man. It's
people
all just
get horny over cartoon characters. Like, you think people aren't getting horny over paintings? Like, that's like, it's nasty, is all I'm saying.
It's his dad.
It's just the way it's presented, it's a very sexual situation. I would not want to see my parental figure in any form, whether it's a stick figure drawing. Like, if I know what the intent is, like, I don't like it.
Please do not look at your DMs then, Tyler.
Oh, God. My dads have paintings, like artistic paintings of people that I don't even know if they're real people or imagined people, but naked paintings in their bedroom. And as much as that's like great and fine for them, it still makes me a little uncomfortable. And these are potentially fictional people that I don't know.
Interesting.
So, yeah, now we know if that painting or photograph goes missing in your parents' place, there might have been a murder.
And I might have done it.
Oh, boy. Yes. So they want to get that painting out of there because they think that whoever killed Bunny is in possession of that painting. However, they know they did not kill Bunny, so they don't want to be framed. Episode
title.
Just
in case people just need a refresher, they are concerned about the painting because they know other people are looking for the painting at this point as well. In the previous episode, two of the neighbors in the building had gone into Bunny's apartment and searched for it, noticed it was missing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So then they get a knock on the door as they're moving this painting, and they react in the worst possible way.
By yelling, "No one's home," by yelling further.
It's amazing. It's truly astounding. I loved it so much.
It's really basic comedy stuff, but it's handled by like two absolute veterans and someone who's also very talented. And so it still works. It's that's like a joke you would come up with in like a sketch review in high school, but it still works. It's very nice.
Yeah, it was really great because it's very basic, but A+. And so, as they're moving the painting, Mabel finally reveals to them that Bunny said the word savage to her before she died, as she was dying in her death throes. And of course, that is Charles' last name. And on the back of the painting, it says Savage. So
I thought maybe she was just big into Dior.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you for that very polite chuckle, Tyler. That is absolutely the correct response.
A payback for my lackluster 21 Savage joke from last week.
They do make a similar sort of reference in the episode itself.
Yeah.
But then the neighbor, I can't remember the character's name, but I have the actor Michael Cyril Crichton is the actor's name. And he does a phenomenal job in this episode.
Oh, you're talking about Cardigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whose character's name is Howard. But Cardigan's good.
Yeah. He will be known as Cardigan from me.
Love it. Love that.
He's got a black eye for some reason that I'm sure we'll get to later.
Not in this episode. But yes, he says that he was listening to the podcast and that he agrees that whoever has the painting is the killer.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding the painting.
He also says this great thing. He goes, I love season one. I did know it was your girlfriend in episode 8. And Steve Martin goes, well, you could have told me. He goes, well, I wanted to see what happened. Very good.
Yeah.
He also invites them to Bunny's wake.
Yeah.
Memorial service, whatever you want to call it. And they were like, we shouldn't go. That's exactly what someone who killed her would do. And he goes, well, you should find the person that's more suspicious than you. You should show up.
And they think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do.
And they do.
And we meet Bunny's mother, played by Shirley MacLaine.
Yes. Yes.
Is that Shirley MacLaine?
That is Shirley MacLaine.
My gosh.
Shirley MacLaine.
I'm MacLaine and don't call me Shirley. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which was like a delightful surprise because I did not know that she was in this season.
I did not know she was alive.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an additional fun treat for you.
Yeah. Last time I remember seeing her is her playing Endora in the Bewitched movie with Will Ferrell.
Oh, wow. Yes,
I went on a date to see that.
Oh, my gosh.
When it came out in theaters.
Wow. You were definitely dating before I was, because we're around the same age, and I was still not seeing
people. Mean, like dating at that age. Oh, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, not really, because I was homeschooling.
Being dropped off by your parents and like yada yada. Like it's, you know, it is what it is. You couldn't hear that whimpering, could you?
I could.
Okay. Apologies. The puppy is had a nightmare.
Oh, that's all poor puppy. So while we're paused, I need to I'm gonna be right back.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry.
Do you want us to continue?
I think she might be gone.
Yeah, no, you can continue. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So
it's Bunny's mother, Lenora, mm-hmm. or Lenore? Yep.
Lenore.
Lenore. Cardigan, Jackie Hoffman.
The
I
bird.
Don't know these characters. And the bird, Mrs. Gambellini,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, you know the
I know the bird's name.
But none of the people. And they're all upset. But then there's a speech by the new co-op president who's pregnant. And I'm assuming that'll come into play later on. But seems really sweet. And then Cardigan leans over and goes, no, she's a real bitch. And
Which,
we're like, oh,
I mean,
okay. Well, yeah, of course, you run a co-op. Of course, you're going to be a pain in the ass. And we get the feeling that Lenore and Bunny were kind of estranged because the only reason Lenore is here is for the painting itself.
Right.
Which is, of course, absent.
And is it then that Jackie Hoffman starts being like, you should ask these three about it because, mm-hmm. you know, they probably have it, and they also probably killed your daughter, more or less.
Yes, for sure. We're also missing a very key, important part of this whole scene, which is that one of the main reasons they've agreed to go to the memorial service is to sneak the painting back in, because it's in Bunny's apartment.
Right.
So they will use, Charles will use the secret elevator, meet Mabel and Oliver with the painting and put it back in the room, done and dusted. So after all of this introduction with Shirley MacLaine and so forth, Oliver and Mabel leave for some reason, and they're trying to transfer the painting, and they have a rickety cart, and they're trying to get in the elevator. And can I tell you, very funny bit of business.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Some of the funniest Martin Short has ever been to me is when he yells, "Get!" because the door attendant attempts to help them with it and goes, "Can I ride with you?" And he goes, "No." And he goes, "Get out of here, old man." Already pretty funny. And then he says, "You have no place here," which and he yells it so loud. Oh. It's so good. So after which they wheel the painting over behind the building where the elevator opens up to, but of course Charles, being the nincompoop he is, he gets out of the doorway and the door locks and shuts behind him, and then they have to hide it near the dumpster but not in the dumpster as two people are moving a couch to be thrown away as well. And as Mabel and Oliver are approaching, we see someone in the co-op dumping out a bunch of papers as well.
Yeah.
So that's basically that chunk.
Yeah, dang. Okay. So I kind of mixed some of the order of things up a bit, I guess. There's a part where the three are talking to Lenore, though, and they are kind of being accused where Lenore like gets up and then just starts sniffing.
Oh yeah, that's when Howard is like talk to those people. That's before all the business with the painting. So yes.
Oh gosh, that's right, the sniffing.
And like it took me so aback, but then she doesn't sniff Mabel. She just like does like this weird like John Travolta in Face Off hand sweep over the face. And
like, very like, Shirley MacLaine.
She goes, brilliant.
She's like, "You're innocent." It's very good.
Yeah, it really is. It's great.
And then Cardigan tries to make her a cocottini and fails miserably. And it's
that's also
a fun
true.
Moment.
But after all that and all the business with the elevator and the painting, they go back to try and find the painting by the dumpster. And of course, it's been taken.
Right.
During which time that's intercut with two other scenes with Mabel and her new art friend and Oliver and Amy Schumer.
Yeah. Mabel goes over to Ives' studio to
Cardigan Ives. But you remember the bird's name.
Mrs. Gambolini.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Yes. Her art friend is named Alice.
Okay.
I mean, I should have figured, but like, I just thought I was being a bit racist when I just saw like a dark-haired, pale white woman who's crazy. Because
she's
Luther
blonde.
Is she?
She's dyed her hair blonde. She clearly has roots. Anyway, call her Jimmy Fallon because she's got roots.
Oh yeah, she is blonde, isn't she? I've just seen her as a brunette and other things I get, and I'm just conflating. Anyhow, she shows Mabel this bust of a sculpture and is like, "This is you." And I'm like, why have we not left?
Such an insufferable character.
And then like goes on like some weird tangent. If anybody wants to describe it, they can. And then it's like, "I want you to destroy it."
And she hands her an axe, an actual axe. And
And the sculpture is made of wood, we should point out. It's a wood sculpture. And then
I guess it is.
Yeah. And it's also basically her monologue to Mabel is like, "I know that basically therapy won't work. You need to like basically mess something up. You know, you're too, you got too much of a rage inside. You're like, okay, whatever, man. You know, people in their 20s, like, God, come on.
Clearly talking cult at this point.
For sure. And then Mabel starts hacking away at this sculpture. And I have written in my notes, this is the last note I have on the episode, is baby girl has never swung an axe before.
Bad technique. She's definitely throwing body spray at an axe.
Come on, Tyler, that's good.
Yes.
But have either of you ever like chopped wood?
Yeah.
No, I want to, but I've not had the opportunity.
Melissa, you have?
I have. I've been to rustic sleepaway camp. So we chopped.
Oh, sorry. What?
No, I've been to like a sleepaway camp in the woods where we chopped and sawed. We chopped and sawed some firewood.
Mm-hmm.
So I have swung an axe. Was I good at it? I was not. No. I'm better at the sawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But I sure have.
Nice. Well, then you'd know better than Mabel.
I guess. How about Tristan? Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course. We went camping a lot. I'm not good at it, but I know how to do it. I also worked at an axe throwing place when I was in New Zealand. So I know how to throw an axe. I know how to chop with an axe.
Did you now?
Mm-hmm. They're very fun. They're very fun to throw. They're very fun to chop. Big fan of an axe.
Amazing.
You're an axe man?
Mm-hmm. The term they used at the place I worked at was an expert.
Oh.
Very cute.
That is cute.
But if I go camping, I'll ask for your expertise.
Thank you. I made a fair amount of kindling when I was visiting my family in Minnesota. We did a couple of fire pits. It was nice.
That is nice.
But this is intercut with Oliver talking with Amy Schumer about how she wants to make the show based off the podcast, but she wants to play Jan and she wants the thing about Jan. And then also she somehow has gotten the painting in her apartment.
Yes. We find this out because she is playing the bassoon and she walks over to the painting to reveal that it's there. And she's like, yeah, I found it. I love my dumpster painting.
And when was it over? Not bassoon enough, am I right?
Exactly.
Something that I learned about Miss Amy Schumer recently.
Does she really play the bassoon?
No, okay. It's it's that she's related to Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had no idea. I'm like, that makes a lot of sense, though.
I think that was in my brain somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. This, I was like, that's fascinating. Interesting. Okay. In any event, Oliver's like, the painting, and then runs down to tell Charles, and Mabel has some sort of revelation as well, runs to Charles's apartment, during which time Shirley MacLaine has entered Charles's apartment.
Yes, we should also mention that at the end of the sculpture chopping moment, that Mabel and Alice do kiss.
Yeah.
So disappointing. I've never been so... Continue.
No, I think I'm with you, Tyler, because it felt like either the actors weren't comfortable or they're making the choice that like Mabel has never done this before, because it was like a very weird kiss. It was a very weird onstage kiss. It was, or maybe it was like, let's not use tongue because of coronavirus. I don't know.
Because like Mabel is canonically bisexual at this point, yeah?
Mm-hmm. But maybe it's the first time she kissed a girl and liked it.
It's true. It's very true. Well, maybe the first time she kissed a girl and did not like it or had conflicting feelings about what she was feeling.
Mm-hmm. She did do it for a while, though.
She did do it for a while. And there was also a conversation they had in the elevator about...
Oscar.
Oscar, and Oliver is like, what's going on there? And she's like, basically, we trauma bonded, but we both don't have those feelings for each other. We're both waiting for the let's just be friends text, basically.
Which is, okay. We needed an out for that relationship, I suppose.
For sure. And then Oliver...
I guess Oliver didn't need some more, so...
Oh, boy. Oliver did also say, yeah, when you're like, it's dangerous, you're in it, and you know, you're really enthused and it's passion. And that's why me and Judy Dench can't work together anymore. And she goes, that's a lie. And he goes, you get me. And it's like, very, very fun.
It is fun.
It is.
Oliver's a really fun character. I don't know what to tell you.
He is. So yes, after all that, then we see Bunny's mom with Charles, and she's talking about the painting. You know, you look like a man who has coconut liqueur, which of course he does. And so she's having her cocotini and relaying the story of the artist who lived across the street. And her name was Rose Cooper, and she disappeared and died under mysterious circumstances. Then we have Charles have a flashback to sitting outside a building, which is wild, on a bench being watched by a doorman.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad pays the doorman, and he, you know, goes upstairs, almost forgets his script when allegedly he has an audition.
And then, does not need it.
Yeah.
You do not.
And then he comes down much, much later and is promptly arrested.
Yeah.
Hauled off in a cop car.
Mm-hmm. For cop and a feel. Now, I don't
cop
stand
and a feel.
Yes.
Is that my new?
Mm-hmm. Because you're sensitive, you have feelings. Yeah, I think we're all of a certain age, but do you remember just being left somewhere by your parent with like a book and be like, well, I'll be back in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I don't remember.
Mm. Yeah, I would be like left in the car with a book for 15 minutes plus.
Oh, maybe that. Maybe that.
But yeah.
But
yeah.
But this was not 15 minutes. It was like light.
It's dark. It starts off light and then darkness falls. It's
exactly.
Some hours.
Exactly, exactly. But yes, so Rose.
Yeah, that lady must have had money if she's paying that hourly rate.
My goodness.
Oh, either that or he wasn't charging enough, but I'm sure we will figure that out in the episodes to come.
I don't think he was charging any money. I think he was just having an affair.
Just giving it away? Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess.
Sometimes.
I mean, I know you're always like on the rising grind life, Tyler, but sometimes.
Oh, goodness.
I'm mad that never even crossed my mind.
Despite later in the episodes saying he had an affair with more than one woman.
I mean, I don't know what they call their sessions or whatever.
Fair enough. I mean, you could still be correct. We don't know the whole story.
That's true. That is absolutely true. But yes, so Oliver and Mabel run to Charles' apartment, see her, Bunny's mom there, and but then Oliver, of course, says that Amy Schumer has the painting, and Bunny's mom marches right over to her apartment. Mm-hmm. And she says, this is a reproduction. This is not the real thing.
Yeah.
Because the original has a scratch in the canvas, right?
Mm-hmm. That was glued over because the artist was broke.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, yes. Then we find out that Bunny left Oscar. What is the bird's name?
Oliver.
Mrs. Gambolini.
Yes.
Mrs. Gambolini. Oliver. Yes. Yeah. I started writing Oscar because.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mabel's
that happened.
Ex-boyfriend. It's all good.
Yeah. But yes. So they have this bird. He has this bird now. And Bunny's mom does confirm that Charles's dad was having affairs with both her and Rose Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And then promptly gets in a cab saying, like, I'm just no good this time of day.
Which is, I'm going to be using that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, like, that's good.
You've seen me in the mornings. I'm just like, I'm not here.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. I'm away. Closed. Closed for business. Be back in five.
Yeah, it's a good line. But so then we have our trio, our podcast trio up in Oliver's apartment, and the Mrs. Gambolini says at the end of the episode.
Oh, yes. Wait. Charles reveals to Mabel and Oliver about his father's affair before the episode is done, and questions whether he and Bunny might have been brother and sister. And then and then we get to what you're getting at.
I actually had that question in my mind earlier in the episode too. I
didn't even cross it until that. I was like, oh, ew.
Yeah. But the bird says at the end of the episode, I know who did it.
Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum.
And they all lean in, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. It's a pretty good app, I'd say.
Yeah, what do you give it?
I'd also say thank you, everyone who's listening. We are going at a breakneck pace because I have a hard out at 4 o'clock because I am heading to work. So thank you. We would take longer, but we do it out of 5, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I give it a 4 out of 5. There was a couple moments that made me laugh out loud. So in terms of like comedic value, high up. We'll see. I mean, it's always one of those things of like, you know, at the end of the series, we'll rate the entire mystery because that's hard. But as far as the individual episode goes, it was pleasant to watch. I enjoyed it very much. It did not feel like a drag. I will say this. If I have to see one more Monopoly go to the polls freaking ad, I'm going to throw my iPad into the Hudson. I don't want it. I don't want Monopoly Go.
Oh, that's funny. I don't even remember what ads I had, but yeah. So I also
don't want it.
I don't. Don't get it for me for the holiday.
Okay, no.
I agree. I think that it was about a solid 4 out of 5. Good episode, and it was actually pretty. Like, we're going pretty quick. We're not spending too much time on everything, but at the same time, like, we didn't skip anything, I don't think. Like, we're that's what the episode was.
For sure.
Yeah. But very cute, funny stuff. The bond between our trio, our heroes, it's so charming.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Tyler?
I think 3 in a handlebar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pleasant, but like, I guess I don't find the characters as endearing as the two of you, I feel, at this point. They're gross at times. And like, I don't know how I feel about it quite yet.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. That is true. That is.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about it more, actually, we'll probably knock down 0.5 point. Because, and this is also just a matter of personal taste, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into it. I do not enjoy what Amy Schumer is bringing to this season so far. I specifically in this episode, I did not enjoy it. So it's going down to 3.5. I hate to be in the year of our Lord 2023, as of listening 2024, ragging on Amy Schumer, something that was only popular in 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and now 24. But it is something that I do feel. I don't enjoy what she's bringing to the table. So sorry, Amy.
She did have a line that was, what are you doing in my Sting's apartment? Which I enjoyed that line. That was funny.
That was very fun. Yes.
Yeah.
Tyler, what were you going to say?
I also didn't enjoy the implication of the final line of the episode. That implies that the bird has only heard someone say those words. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Same.
Okay. That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, another little bit of information that we're getting is that Tina Fey has been floating around the Arconia trying to do her podcast.
Right.
Oh, but yeah.
That I'm sure.
Oh, which makes me think that Brenno saw this series, and then that's why Tina Fey was a thing in Venice.
Very well could be.
Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm. Any other things we want to mention other than our social medias?
We'll be back next time with season 2, episode 3 of Only Murders in the Building.
And maybe happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, depending on when this is coming out.
You know what? Isn't it always maybe happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day when you think about it?
In my heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah. I really like Tyler's face there trying to do the math of the calendar math. Good stuff.
No clue. But yeah, you can can you two tell us where people can follow us and stuff? I know on Twitter it's ADC Pod.
Yes. And it is also at ADC Pod on Instagram.
And if you are coming to Facebook page. Why are you laughing at me? It is facebook.com/ADCpod.
And the only reason I asked you two to introduce those is because if you interact with those accounts, the people who have just introduced them are probably the person you're going to get. Tyler's in charge of Facebook. Melissa's in charge of Instagram.
All the blame should go to me for all of these
I have the very luxurious position of being on Twitter, which means I just post and then ignore it because nothing good is happening there anymore. We'll have some other content in other places pretty soon, too. But yeah.
With that, I call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to a close.
Gavel sound.
This bird.
Is this Gambolini?